Hey, welcome back to IELTS with Rian, the podcast dedicated to people who would like to self-study for the IELTS exam. This is Rian, your host, as usual, and I have been teaching IELTS for almost 7 years now. Thank you very much for joining me in today's episode. And how was your weekend? How was your Black Friday? Did you get any deal? Did you get anything? So on Black Friday, I got myself a gimbal from DJI for my, outdoor videos. And I also got myself a mug with my logo on it. So I am pretty happy with that. Even though those items were not on sale, but I bought them on Black Friday. So I guess it does count as Black Friday shopping. I am not particularly a big fan of shopping because I think it takes a lot of time and effort as well as patience to go around the mall, go around the shops and find things that you think that you need. Because I often think about what I want to buy before getting to the shops and I just buy it and then I leave the shops. I don't often go around, roaming and looking at things because the more I look, the more I become very indecisive. So, well, I am a Libra, that's why. Speaking of buying things, I would like to talk about one funny topic. I think it's funny for me. I don't know if it's funny for you. But at the same time, I also think that it is quite serious if you think about it, if you consider it in a better way. So I would like to talk about buying an IELTS certificate in today's episode. But before we start our episode today, I would like to remind you that if you have not followed me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube, please do so. You can find me easily at IELTS with Huyen. I will put a link to follow me in the caption in the description, so you can easily follow me. You can easily follow my social media platforms, not me physically. I don't like people to follow me. It would be very creepy, right? And also don't forget that I have an entire website for you to practice for the IELTS for free. It is practice9.co. practice9.co. Okay, so go to practice9.co and practice for free. And if you would like to get some more help from me, you can easily contact me on social media or you can email me at ready@ielsguidhuyen.com. Okay, let's get to our episode today. So whenever I talk about buying a certificate without taking an exam, people often be like, really? Is it even real? Who even does that? Surprisingly, a lot of people did that. They try to purchase an IELTS certificate without taking the exam. And if I had known that one day I would be talking about buying a certificate, I would have kept all the messages that I got on social media and on WhatsApp and everything about buying certificates. Some people actually contacted me to tell me that, hey, look, we provide IELTS certificate. You get an authentic IELTS certificate without taking an exam. I'd be like, okay. But I don't like that. So I usually deleted all the messages, unrelated messages that I got. But I think it's because of that I stopped getting the messages. I guess so, maybe. But I haven't got one for a long time now. The idea of making this episode is that I would like to convince you to not buy a certificate because it is against my philosophy. Because I am a teacher and I would like you to improve. I would like you to possess the English that you have, possess the IELTS scores that you get, right? I don't want you to buy, and it is illegal. So I am trying to convince you to not buy a certificate, and I will explain why you should not buy an IELTS certificate, even though you know a person, maybe your neighbor or your friend, who bought it and who got through the system, getting into the school, moving to another country. And I will tell you why you should really not even consider it. Let me start our episode today with some stories. All right, so I have two stories in mind at the moment. So one of my students bought an IELTS certificate. Yeah, my student bought a certificate. And I remember telling him exactly what I am going to tell you right now, but he still did it. We were taking classes together and he was kind of telling me that the IELTS exam was too difficult for him and he did not have time to practice. He did not have the patience. He needed the certificate as soon as possible because he wanted to move to Canada. I told him he shouldn't, okay, but he still went on and he bought the certificate. I think a colleague told him about that and he just followed the colleague's advice. And of course, he stopped taking classes. After that, we never spoke again. And I do not know what is going on with him right now, but we are still following each other on social media. And I know that he is still in town. He has not moved to Canada, his dream country yet. Do I blame him for that? I don't think so, because I have had so many students after him and I really didn't have time to even think about this story. But it just came back to my mind when I decided that I would talk about buying a certificate in today's episode. But I do blame his colleague who actually put the idea into his head. I do not know if it actually happened and it actually worked out for him, but I think it was a wrong move. Had he continued his IELTS practice, he would have gone to his dream country because he is a pharmacist. And by the time we were having classes together, he told me that for pharmacists to go to Canada, it was quite easy. It would take a little more than 6 months only. So it's been more than a year now. I'm not so sure if it is still working or not. Anyway, so I do blame the colleague who put the idea in his head, and I do blame the organization that arranged the certificate for him. And I don't think it was a very wise move, and I am totally against that. Another story is of a girl I know of. I don't know her personally. I just know of her story because when I was studying in Poland, I was also a moderator for Vietnamese students, for the group of Vietnamese students in Poland on Facebook. And one day I just read her post about her stories. And she bought an IELTS certificate, and she was caught by the university. The university was refusing to give back her tuition fee because she had to pay all the tuition fee for the first year up front in order to get admission, right? So that it was the reason why she was posting on the group asking people if it was possible for her to get back her tuition fee. I don't think it was the case. I don't think the university gave back the money. And I also do not think that anyone would sympathize with her, at least publicly. The sad thing about this situation is that there are so many organizations like that online. And if you just randomly search on Google, for example, you can see so many websites and so many people selling the certificates online. For some reason, some people still went through and got through the system with a fake certificate. And that is the reason, in my opinion, those groups and those people are still getting business nowadays. But in my opinion, it will not work. Let me tell you why. The first question you should ask yourself before buying or before even considering buying a certificate is that if you don't take the IELTS exam, who does? It is just common sense to ask this question. If you don't take the exam, who does? And how does your name get on that piece of paper? It really doesn't make sense. If the people you are talking with tell you that they have some insiders to put your name in the system, do you really think that it is that easy? Maybe there are really some insiders, but at what risk are they doing this? And as far as I am concerned, all the organizations were telling me that, okay, we have our insiders and these insiders work only for us. And that's what they said. But if you think about it, there are so many organizations doing this, and each of them has their own insiders. How many insiders are there to actually take care of this work? And at what cost, at what risk will they do this for you? The second question you should ask yourself before you decide to buy a certificate is whether or not this certificate is legitimate. The people who are selling the certificate to you are not telling you that each certificate has a test report form number, or I call it the reference number. With this number, anyone with the access to the data can check the legitimacy of the certificate. And do you really think that those people who are in charge of your immigration process and in charge of your admission process are not able to make a quick call to check. For all you know, they even have access to the system. The thing is, there are people who use fake certificates and passed. They actually went to the country that they wanted to go and they got into the universities that they wanted to attend. I don't really know why and I don't really know how. I just think that there are lucky people in this world. And for that reason, I often joke with my student that even the immigration officers and the admission officers cannot find out they do deserve to pass. You know, they do deserve to, you know, to go to the country they dream of and to attend the courses that they want to. They are just too lucky to be left behind. So I am of a folk religion in which we do believe in some superpowers and we are very connected to Buddhism. And for that reason, I do believe in karma. I do believe in, you know, rebirth and things like that. So maybe they did a lot of good things in their past life. That is why they're too lucky at the moment. They're too lucky in this life. And yeah, they deserve it. If they are that lucky, they deserve it. But not everybody is that lucky, right? So I don't know about you, but of all my life, I have never won anything like lottery. Or, you know, I remember when I was a kid, I used to like this particular kind of chips. And I always wanted to win something because so the chips people, the chips company wanted to encourage kids and encourage people to buy more of the chips. So that's why they put inside the chips box, the chips bag, sorry, some scratching ticket, and you scratch the ticket and you know what you win, right? I never won anything, even a small bag of chips, never. And I have always been unlucky as per my mom. And I don't believe in luck, like a lot of luck like this. I think that if I ever decided to buy a certificate, I would get caught right away. Luck doesn't come to everybody, right? You never know if luck will come to you. So you buy a certificate, you think that you will be lucky and you will pass the assessment, but maybe you will not. So do you really want to risk it? Because if you get caught, you will be blacklisted. You will be banned from entering the country, banned from entering the university. And for all you know, you'll be banned from attending any university in that particular country. Do you really want that? And do you really want to risk it? I don't want to. So I had to take the exam. However, at the end of the day, this is your decision. This is your life, your prospect, and your future. And I do believe in freedom of choice. I do believe that we all have choices in life that we have to make. And it is up to you. With different choices, your life would turn a different way. So now, it all boils down to whether you want to do it or not. I am sitting here and I am telling you, hey, don't do it. But your friend or your colleague who is sitting next to you in the office for 7 hours, for 8 hours a day, is telling you it is worth it. Do it. You will save a lot of time and you do not have to take the exam. It is too difficult for people and things like that. I know that everybody wants an easy way. And I also said that there are exceptionally lucky people who successfully fooled their way into the systems, fooled their ways into the schools that they wanted. But do you really want that? Do you really want, first of all, to risk everything, to risk all the process to get a fake certificate and to get caught, possibly, and to get banned, to get blacklisted, possibly? And more importantly, imagine moving to Canada and speaking very, very little English or joining a master's program and cannot even write a simple essay. Do you really want that? For me, it is really scary and crazy. I would never do that. I believe that when we move to another country, when we get into a school, we are expecting to have a better future. We are expecting to have a better life. And to me, it wouldn't be a better life if I am not able to teach my kids simple math questions in English because I faked myself into the system because I bought a certificate and I was lucky to get in. And for me, I would not like it. I would hate it if I wouldn't be able to participate in the classes with my teachers and my friends and my colleagues and my classmates because I do not have enough English, because I faked myself into the school. I faked my way into the system. So think about it carefully before making the payment. As I said, at the end of the day, this is your decision and this is your life. You are holding the key to your life. If you want it, you take it. If you do not want it, you try a better way to take the original IELTS exam, to get the original certificate, to get the authentic certificate with your name on it rightfully. So if you have ever received any advertising messages for the fake IELTS certificate from the people who claim to be legitimate, ask them the questions that I just told you. And ask yourself the questions that I just told you. And if you want to share with me, go ahead and share with me on social media, or maybe you can email me at ready@ielswoodhin.com. In the meantime, please think about it. And if you decide that you are not going to buy the IELTS certificate, or even if you want to buy the IELTS certificate and you're waiting for it, why not do a little practice? Maybe you'll be able to nail the exam without buying it, right? So why not? So go to practice9.co, practice9.co, to practice for your IELTS exam. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I am at your service. I put the link in the caption so that you can easily contact me. And by the way, don't forget that if you like this episode or you like my podcast, follow and give it a like, and also share with your friends and family and anybody who is trying to buy an IELTS certificate. Tell them it's not worth it. It's not worth the risk. Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode, and I will see you in another episode. For now, have fun learning. Bye.